is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This ought to be a fun class. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. And your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting live, 2 hours on Genesis Communications from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Information's on the website. And there's a link to your instructors. So if you would like to get in touch with your instructors, just go to page one of USAPrepares.com. USAPrepares.com. Got some up-to-the-minute articles on the website you might want to consider perusing. Alex is producing the broadcast, the worldwide broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. And with us for two full hours today, as he is every Thursday, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, Rick. I was talking with Mrs. Fennelli, and she's all excited about you coming to the farm for the Get Prepared Expo. She's working on scheduling and all that. So I just want to let you know I'm excited you'll be coming to the farm. And you know, Rick, the last time you were here, we talked about when you were here, we're in the truck heading toward the expo in Lebanon, Missouri, leaving from the farm, and we saw those chemtrails. And we talked about the weather anomalies, and then that night.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and you said, "Wow, I've never seen anything like it." You know, and you were talking about that. Well,
yeah.
Rick, since then, last year we had a massive, massive drought. This year we have exactly the opposite. The moisture won't quit. And here I'd like to share this with you and get your take on it. Here's what's happened. A lot of farmers, including us, fertilized our fields like crazy. I put down triple 19 trace minerals, and the grass grew like crazy. And we were looking for a window where we could cut, rake, and bale the hay. So we had some hop clover come up, you know, nice yellow clover. We had the fescue come up, the orchard grass. It's all coming up great. So we cut it looking for a window of 3 days. And we need a three-day window because you cut it, the grass lies, and you need to dry it out before you can rake it and bale it. Because if you bale it with too much moisture, it will turn moldy and it'll be ruined. Now, this is our winter feed for the cows. So the weather report said, you know, 10% chance of rain, 10%, 10%. We're looking at it, we say, okay, looks great. We cut it, and all of a sudden, it looks like we're going to have rain. And the weather report kept changing. And it was hard. It was really difficult to know exactly what the prediction was going to be by the weather.gov. What happened was the weather changed so quickly. We had a day and a half of warm weather to dry the hay, which is not enough. And we had to bale it, otherwise we'd lose 100,000 pounds of hay. So we baled it, and it's a little more moist, a little more moisture content than we wanted. So that's us. But it's also just about everyone else who cut their hay at the same time. Now, some of us played it really smart, so we thought. And we thought we would not cut all of our hay, just some of it. Well, we still have several fields, probably 200,000 pounds more of hay that we can cut. But because it's so warm and because it's so moist and because there's been so much drizzle and rain, it hasn't been, we can't cut the hay because the ground is too wet. Well, now that hay has gone to seed and the nutrient content is way down.
Yeah, your protein levels, yeah.
Yeah, so what I'm saying, Rick,
that's why you've got a 10% flour.
Yeah, right. And what I'm trying to share with the class is, you know, they may think that we're going to have a glut of beef because we have so much hay to feed them. That's not the case. That's not the case. We have a lot, but it's of poor quality. And we have a lot to
feed. Compost, if you put it at 13%, that'll burn. And, of course, if you leave it on the ground and the rain hits it, then it shatters the leaf and you lose your protein count. It's farming is like any lottery. I mean, you flip a coin, and how good can you predict the weather? And while you would think that our technologies have evolved to such an extent that we have better accuracy, while that might be true with what they're doing, like right now, I'm counting in my, we're overcast, and yet I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 chemtrails right now. And actually what they are is chaff trails, to be more precise. That's barium oxide impregnated in plastic. And it all comes out of Portland. You can look on a on an overhead map like suspiciousobserver.com. That's a good place to start. And you can watch how it is covering for state events like Missouri and Kansas. There they are. You can look it down. You can look at the grid. What do you think that's about? What do you think they're doing that for? Why and where is the money coming to spend on that? Because each jet is going to, and they're dropping something that's got to cost money. So where does, who's doing that? Why are they doing that? I have some theories, they're not good. Basically, the chaff trails are to reflect the coronal mass ejections and the other kinds of anomalies coming off the sun right now to keep our grid from collapsing, something that Matt Stein might suggest is about to happen for us. And while there's a tremendous amount of expense on this, it is, in fact, toxic and ruining our forests here on the West Coast. I've got a Forest Service people out in the woods showing the tree, showing what it's doing and what's happening, and nobody is accountable.
And that, you know, you're absolutely right, Rick. No one is accountable. You can't point. Even the head of the IRS, the target of the investigation, she says, I'm not quitting. I'm not resigning. I'm staying here. There's no shame. There is no shame in our morals. Our morals have been, I don't know, eviscerated.
It's like bullying, and they're getting away with it. And the problem is, it is bullying, and they are getting away with it. And while it's minor in certain areas, it is encroachment that has continued to increase to the point now where there's brazen. And the brazen part is the scariest part of all of it, because they now feel secure enough that it doesn't matter.
Right. Right. You know, Rick, I want to share a story with you, and then I'd like to talk about your power tools. When we come back on the other side of this break, I bought some computer equipment, and I've got. Sometimes I travel and do a live broadcast. I did one last Friday, and I wanted to bring a very small headphone amplifier with me, rather than, you know, the one I've got a couple in the studio here, you know, full size, and this is the size of a coffee cup, and the power supply has a problem. So it's made by a company called Samson, S-A-M-S-O-N. I really like this little portable device. So I called up the company and I said, I bought this, it's called an S-Amp, S-Amp, A-M-P. I called them up and I said, I have this amp and there's a problem with the wall transformer. And they said, well, did you buy it on the internet? And I said, yes, I did. And they asked me how old it was. I told them. And they said, okay, what's your address? And I said, you're going to send me one? And the lady said, absolutely. I said, you don't want the old one back? No, no. I said, you actually believe me, don't you? And she said, yeah, absolutely. Why wouldn't I? So that's one company's attitude. And I received within like 3 days, within 2 days or so, I received a notification, you know, like the equivalent of an invoice with zero charge to me, saying it was coming. And then a day or so later, I received the amplifier's power supply. I couldn't believe it. Now, so there's a company that's interested in the customers and doing the right thing. And they actually believe me. They didn't say, okay, photocopy your receipt and mail it to us, or scan it and email it to us. No, they absolutely believed me, and they sent it to me. Now, it wasn't really an expensive device. I want to contrast that with, we bought some windows for our farm, and I'm not going to mention the name yet. But I bought these windows, about $25,000 worth of windows, custom windows for the farm, and they're casement windows. You saw them. And they don't open right, and they don't close right, some of them. So for 8 years, I've been calling the window manufacturer saying, can you send somebody out? And they'd send somebody out, and the guys would say, oh, I can't do anything. So finally, one day I'd had it. I said, you know what? This is ridiculous. So I called up the company, and they said, well, how long have you had the windows? And I said, 8 years. And the gal says, well, we're out of warranty. And I said, yeah, but I've been calling you for 8 years, and you've been coming out, and you've been giving me the runaround for 8 years, and I really like these windows fixed. And by the way, you did fix them. You did have an engineering fix, and you have version 2, and that one works. Those are adjustable, so they can be adjusted to work. Well, mine can't. I'd like you to come out and fix them. She said, can't help you. And I said, can I talk to the president of your company? She said, no. I said, okay. Are you sure? She said, absolutely. I said, okay. Well, let me tell you what I do for, you know, during the day. I said, I have a radio program, and I think I'm going to tell people about your windows. I'm going to tell them my story about how what it's like working with you and what a miserable company you guys are, and how you give me the runaround while the product is in warranty, to the point where now it's way out of warranty, and you still are giving me the runaround. And she said, you know what? I'm going to put you in touch with our legal department. And I said, great. Great. So now, not only do you make a crappy product, but you're going to sick your lawyers on me. That's a tale of two companies. Tale of two companies. A great one, Samsung, S-A-M-S-O-N, Samsung, and then a crappy window company. But I'll probably mention that window company coming up in the next couple of weeks. Richard Allen Miller's with us. We're going to talk about power tools when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Physicist. And Rick, I got a copy of Power Tools for the 21st Century.
Yeah, you're supposed to proof that today because it goes to press in the morning. Okay, get to work.
Hey, Rick,
I'm
honored.
Another 10 chemtrails here in Grants Pass, Oregon.
All right.
Since
well, all right, Rick, so
the radio in that ad, there were 10 more jets.
Rick, when? Okay.
I know. I didn't mean to throw you off.
I'm thinking about the
doing here on the West Coast.
I'm thinking,
and I look at the Midwest from our tomography. We have a way we can look from space. It's unbelievable. Four states, look at it, there it is. It's like a big grid.
Rick, I don't even know where to start. At the last expo, Craig Douglas was there, and when he was arranging to come to the expo, he's been to all of our expos, he's our radiation detection guy. I said, Craig, and you had dinner with him before.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him if he could bring me some civil defense test equipment that I didn't have. And these are dosimeters. And I have them in the studio with me. And I keep them with me in the studio. And I have two in my hands right now. And one of them is a very, very sensitive unit. And it was a little more expensive than the others. So I think the price was about $90 that I paid for these devices with the charger. And he said, no, you know, the needles aren't going to move. They aren't going to move. They aren't going to move. They aren't going to move. Rick. This 1 meter hadn't moved since the expo, but in the last few days, it has picked up, it has detected 16 millirentigens
in
the last, yeah. Now, Rick,
that 10 million,
where's that coming?
10 to the minus 3. So that's not, that's fine.
Where's that coming
from? 10 to the minus 3 is milli. So, you know, not micro, which is 10 to the minus 6.
No, milli. Yeah, milli. Rick, what I'm saying is you're talking about these chaff trails, okay? Where is this radiation coming from? Because this thing had never gone.
The sun. Listen, here's the scoop. Basically, right now, all of our planets are in a bubble of hot gas called the heliosphere. And the heliosphere is heating up. That means, aside from men, there will be global warming because of the heliosphere. There is global warming on Mars right now. So this is a product of time and space, not to do with man. And man's contributing, but such a minor amount. The earthquake that we had in Hawaii yesterday at 5.4, that is, you know, if it gets up in the 8th category, 8.4, the coastline of North America changes. And that's literal. And what we're trying to do now is stave off these mass ejections and burps off the sun. Now, most interestingly, the burps that are coming off the sun happen to be mostly water. And that is what it's all about, memory water and the structure of water. And what's happening today is that there is a massive global change because the sun is burping off these X-band radiation patterns. And listen, the interesting thing is in 2010, NASA recorded a coronal mass ejection that was exactly, precisely that of a DNA molecule. They had it on the website. There it is. It is an art piece in my Power Tools book because it is significant in the metaphor of what is about to be happening for mankind and Earth in general. And our whole planetary system is changing.
Oh, man. I thought we were going to have some good news today. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. I'm Vince Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. We're going to talk about the power tools for the 21st century. Rick's new book, newest book, when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What
today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Richard Allen Miller's with us, and you can get to his website, Richard Allen, A-L-A-N, Miller.com. Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller.com. And we're talking about his latest book, brand new. I guess it gets published tomorrow, right, Rick?
Yes, it goes to press tomorrow with Lightning Source. We're going to do a limited Australian printing for my Nexus talk. And then when I come home on the 1st, it'll be available here in the United States.
Okay. And Rick, I want to share something with you. I was at the meetup, and there was a lady that came up to me, and she said, Vinny, Dr. Richard Allen Miller is my favorite. Even though I don't understand everything that he's saying, he's my favorite.
and who's... We're the blind leading the blind.
Well, here's what she's saying. She's saying that we're raising the bar, okay, and helping people think outside the traditional levels that they've been trained in school to think. And she loves the fact that you are stretching her mind. And so does everybody else.
Yeah, everybody needs that, even me.
Well, and I really remember the first time, before we went on the air, the first time you and I talked to get to know each other before we went on the air.
Yeah.
And you said, Vincent, if you're getting half of what I'm saying, you're doing well.
That's because I only understand half of what I'm saying. So if you can get more than I get, then you're doing really well.
Well, and I remember, Rick, I remember saying, Rick, I'm running as fast as I can, and I'm getting half of it.
Yeah. Cool. You know, the whole point I'm trying to make now is the infrastructure is collapsing, and it's collapsing in all fronts of money, humanity, way of life, our concepts of food choices. Everything is happening right now. And
yeah, even bridges.
What's that?
Even bridges are falling down. They're just falling down. Yesterday,
there's some, you know, false flags going on there too, maybe. But you know,
well,
I've never seen an apartment collapse like that when a truck hits.
A building fell down in Philadelphia. It just collapsed, and people were inside. You know, a brick building just boom. I don't think it was a result of it.
That's a metaphor. It's all in metaphor. And it's time for a lifestyle change. That's really what the whole thing is about. And everybody is waking up, one person at a time.
Rick, I remember having some rental. I had some apartment buildings. I had a boss that I needed. I needed to become, at the time, able to lose my job or get fired. I had a boss that was just impossible for me to work with. He was probably a nice guy, just not to me. And, you know, I learned how to buy one apartment building, then another one, and I did that part-time while I was working at the bank. And what I'm saying is there are licenses and inspection departments. You know, there are code inspectors, and these guys would come down and they would bring their meters to test for lead paint. I mean, they went through those buildings like with a fine-tooth comb. And I'm wondering if they put me through the meat grinder to make sure that my buildings were safe and I had railings and steps that weren't wobbly and all kinds of things that, you know, if you in your own home, you would probably just say, you know, that railing's okay, it's still there. But no, these guys would come and they'd make you do all kinds of things to so if you have this fleet of people who do these things, how can we have a building that just collapses? You know, we're not paying attention.
So there's, how do you have 9/11? Those buildings didn't fall down. They were demolitioned. And everybody knows it. Now, why is it not being discussed? The Pentagon was not hit with an airplane. So what exactly did happen? And why, this is the big question, why does nobody care?
That's another point. Why does nobody care? We were talking about, we're slightly off topic here, but I have been trying to get fluoride out of the water of Springfield, Missouri. And, you know, I name the names. I tell people to call the city manager. I even said, Rick, I went way out. I said, you know, I was raised Roman Catholic. I'm not a good Catholic because I don't go to church every Sunday and I haven't been for 8 years.
You're not a bad Catholic.
Well, right. What I'm saying is I don't go through all the
concept of absolutes.
Right.
You know,
right.
So, you know, things are going to have
right.
to change.
So, Rick, so what I've been saying is, in my religion, Christianity, it's a mortal sin to murder. And you're going to hell if you murder somebody. I mean, there's no two ways about it. There's no amount of tithing that's going to undo murdering somebody. And then I said, now you can murder somebody slowly.
You know, like animal cruelty and stepping on an ant. At what level do you draw your intentionality of importance?
Good point.
Right.
And so what I've said is, you know, you can murder somebody slowly. Or you can murder them quickly. You can, you know, murder them by, you know, a discharge of a firearm. You can murder them with a cannon. You can poison them. You can give them a lethal injection. Or you can poison them slowly with fluoride. Now, at what point is that murder? And what religion says that's okay to do? And so what I'm trying to draw the point in Springfield, Missouri, that we are killing people, whether you kill them with disease or obesity, you know, we're still killing people. And then I expanded that by saying, and this is all on the air on the afternoon program, they hate me. Well, so I said, I talked about church, and I talked about religion, and I talked about murder, and then I talked about their rules. Now, when you drive through a traffic intersection, and I got a ticket for making a left-hand turn when I was about 17 years old, and I said, well, why'd you stop me? And the police officer said, well, you made an illegal turn. I said, like, what are you talking about? He said, well, it's a no-left turn. I said, there's no sign. He said, well, yeah, there used to be, but it got run over and it got knocked down, but this is a no-left turn. So I went to court. I went to court, and the judge, you know, and I explained that I made, he said, did you turn left? And I said, I did. I turned left. And the judge said, okay. And he looked at the police officer, and I said, but there's no, the sign wasn't there. And the police officer said, yeah, that's right. And the judge goes, well, ignorance is no excuse. So I'd never been there before. I've never been in that town. I got a ticket for turning left in a no left turn, but there's no sign. But I was guilty because I made a left turn. Ignorance is no excuse.
No. What you encountered, the kangaroo court, and they were to make money to support the city. It wasn't even about you or, you know, not knowing. No matter what you had said, you would have still been guilty.
Right. That's the point.
On a state level. Kangaroo.
Well, Here's the point now. So using their rules, okay, using the rules of ignorance is no excuse, let's extrapolate to the point of fluoride, because now the city managers are going to say, we didn't know that. We didn't know that we were killing people.
Yeah, that's called manslaughter. And, you know, that'll be the next series of lawsuits, because, in fact, it is manslaughter. Slaughtering men.
That was my little bit of discussion on fluoride and killing people slowly. So Rick, back to your book, Power Tools for the 21st Century. It's going to press, and let me ask you this: you talk about in the history of who you are and how you became Dr. Richard L. Norton. You worked for.
Would select a given chapter. Each chapter starts off with a historic context of what was going on and then, and why the military wanted to make super soldiers, and how this topic or this subject or these toys were integrated into Navy SEAL land and making us supermen. Basically, what I'm doing now is give that historic context is so that you now have 30 years later, exactly the technologies that were used to make weapons can now be used, like nuclear energy, to actually enhance, improve, and take personal responsibility for your own evolution. These are the toys that we used 30 years ago to become what I am on your radio show today. And anybody can use them and become what I am. And that is why the book was written. In fact, the book was so big that what I did is I made it into actually four books. And the first book, Power Tools for the 21st Century, is book two in the series on the non-local mind toward an evolution of consciousness. And then there's going to be three workbooks, of which one workbook is out right now with it, on actual specific meditation forms and or technologies that we would use to try to understand how one thing related to another, I Ching, that kind of thing. These are what were used back then to become what I am today, and how you can do this also.
Rick, when you were at the Get Prepared Expo in April, you had a series where you taught those who wanted to stay the extra day, the following morning of the expo.
That was the first book, I'd like to do that again when I come to the expo. Well, and each time I'd like to do it a little better.
That's a done deal. We'll make that happen. I'll run with that this afternoon. So I'll make that happen. But here's the question, Rick. When you were teaching this class on how to think like a Navy SEAL, you taught us how to go into this self-hypnotic state. And I was, as you were doing this, I was watching Craig Douglas, our USAPreparedness.com radiation instructor. He was going into a deep, deep, deep meditative state. And I looked at him for a while, and I thought, he's going to fall over. He's so deep. And I was going deep, and I was unable to watch him because I was going down into this deep state. We'll talk about more when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Block It Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions. Over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about power tools for the 21st century. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's latest book, publishing, printing tomorrow. Rick, when we were at the Get Prepared Expo, you had that special series. Freeze Dry Guy was there. I was there. Several of our other instructors were there. Craig Douglas, our radiation detection specialist, was there. He's one of our instructors. And he was going deeper and deeper as you were putting us into self-hypnosis. You were teaching us how to do it. He was really, really, really deep into it, and he was leaning forward, forward, more and more and more. Actually, I thought he was going to fall forward and, you know, hurt himself. And at that point, I was out and deep into this. And you said, okay, now ask the question. So we're getting ready to ask ourselves the question that we needed to know: left, right, up, down, which way do we go in this situation? And I asked myself the question, I pre-staged a question in my mind that I was going to ask myself, shall I do another expo? And you said the answer would be instantaneous. It's like, well, I don't know, you know, it's a lot of work. None of that happened, Rick. The answer was instantaneous. Yes! It was just like that. And
yeah, well, that's because you should. And what's most interesting is that your gut and your gut brain is beyond space or time, beyond the logic brain. It is beyond statistical inference. It is more accurate. How does that work?
Well, and here's the thing, Rick. We don't make any money at the expo. We don't get paid to be on the air. Okay, I'm doing this. This is my church. I hope I'm not offending anybody by saying that. But seriously, I look at this as my church of, you know, the other churches are in the spiritual realm. This is the church of physical preparedness. You know, getting ready for whatever, whether it's the earthquake or the CME or whatever it is. This I look at as our church and. There's no motivation to do an expo that has anything to do with money. So it's not like, yes, I'm going to win the lottery. It's that's not going to happen, Rick, with doing this expo. If we break even, I'm just going to be grinning from ear to ear.
Yeah, but so, wealth has many faces, and your wealth isn't even about money.
Well, the point I'm trying to make, Rick, is that there was no extra information that I received when I asked myself, shall I do another expo? There was no extra information. It was just one word that came to me, yes, period. That's it. There were no conditions to it. There were no add-ons to it. It was just yes, like an emphatic yes. What I'm saying is it wasn't yes, comma, this is going to be great because of these factors. You need to do it because it's your responsibility. No, it was just plain yes, Rick. How is that the way it was when the SEALs were trained?
That's exactly correct. And once you learn how to listen to yourself like that, you are invincible.
Wow.
That's how it works.
Interesting.
Simple. It's just one of the number of protocols.
I'd like to share something with you, Rick. There are some similarities in your journey with Dr. Norman Shealy, PhD, MD. And both of you have studied acupuncture, the brain. Both of you have specialized in that independently, not even knowing each other, you know, prior to within a year, right? I mean, you've only known about it or communicated. Well... he is a very bright guy, and you are. And in the common thread, Rick, is that both of you meditate. And the smartest people I know have that characteristic. Can we talk about that and its relationship to power tools when we come back on the other side? Okay. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller.com.
Of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.